So Rinpoche urges us at the beginning to give rise to the enlightening mind and a loving mind, and then to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting on them, and meditating on them for the purpose of attaining the state of enlightenment, and that for the purpose of benefiting beings as vast as the sky. So the very capable and skillful teacher, the Buddha, out of his compassion for the purpose then of benefiting those to be tamed, sentient beings, then taught the methods for attaining both the state of liberation and the all the state of omniscience or complete enlightenment. And he did this then through turning the wheel of the Dharma three times. The first time in which he taught then the Four Noble Truths. The second turning of the wheel where he taught that all phenomena were without characteristics. And the third turning of the wheel where he taught about the true nature. So all of these then were proper correct teachings.
Tene ta te ta won kolo som je nani tene kolo chu jun kolo som be chun kolo som be gonder je ten ju tek pa chen be ju la man de ni che bar se ba la ju za dor ji ne dun yo pa le dor ji ne ye bar dor ji ne ye ba khan de bar che bi ning bo Kevala, Sapti Mangu Yeritan Dor Dona, Sapti Somre, Jumsin Som Jendor Temba Namja Chui, Jeparke, but Tremades or Pig Guy Gone Temba Te, Sapti Anton Nambasom Jikonsu Dugre.
So from the third turning of the wheel, then of those teachings that Rinpoche is presently teaching on the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, the Ju Lama, and then this text then is divided into or deals with the seven Vajra points or the seven diamond points. Of these seven, he is presently teaching on the fourth one, the basic constituent or the Buddha nature inherent in all beings. And that section then there is contains a great deal and has a very vast and extensive outline, but it can be sort of briefly divided into three parts, and those are the teachings on the three reasons why all sentient beings have this Buddha nature, and then an extensive presentation of this Buddha nature divided into 10 headings, and then 9 examples showing the relationships of the stains with the Buddha nature. So the 10 points then are the essence, the cause, the fruit, the function, the approach, the phases, the inalterability, the inseparability of qualities.
And what else?
The all-pervasiveness and the endowments.
Te nam ja chu yin na ne tren chu ya te te ne ta do ma jo ru be
ton ton do du chu
Rinpoche
today then has taught on 8 of these 10 points, and today then he'll be teaching on the 9th point, which is called constant inalterability or constant unchangeability.
Tu ta don jorwa me beton lan jurmi jenne akap ten ba te ti tsor je par ke pa tangire.
So the meaning of constant unchangeability then is divided into 2 points. The teaching on the phases of unchangeability and the expanded explanation on the manner of that.
Tela tangbo njurmi jenne kap tenpa ni nipa lobur tang din tang yun din rang jin nirin kedar ngar jin si te jin jorwa me pe chun jin to ki saro song.
So the root text, which is 51 in the English text, and on the back of page 6, line 6, then is as follows. Because faults are adventitious and qualities are natural, then, however the changeless nature was before, it is like that later.
Nar mada pe ne kam na nyo mong ba so ni pa nam pa rong lo vor wa ni dan den ba yin je ra yin to ne ba ma yin be ser dang si ta pe ne kam na to la so pe yin ding mo som to chur ba nam ra yin to de ma ni ne dang bu ni denpa yinje lobor da jeba mayinba diser jedar ngar korba kanso yoba jetawa ji si nyangin len depa na degin du negin namyan gyurwa meba ne chuji yingdi chunyi tam rangin ino jibaw.
So the commentary on that is follows. Thinking, I think some people have today already, huh? Thinking that the expanse of phenomena changes because it was previously with faults and later endowed with qualities is not correct. During the primary phase of impurity, the faults of the afflictions and so forth are nothing but what is relinquishable and adventitious. They do not abide within the nature. During the subsequent phase of purity, the qualities of the powers and so forth are directly realized. They are from the beginning part of the nature and do not arise adventitiously. The basic nature of the expanse of phenomena is unchanging, whether at the primary time of circular existence or subsequently at the time of the state which is passed beyond sorrow.
Sikyen di kap so tene sem jenne lok derhi nyubu ngobu la njurwa me par ten pare njurwa me bi jumsin te nyepa dan chun lovar ba imba ta yun tin sen ju tropa imba sen na ngobu la njurwa me par ten pare.
So the meaning of these lines then are that the abiding nature, the essence of that, the Buddha nature, then is completely unchanging, and that the faults or stains are completely passing and adventitious, while the qualities that are there are inherent in the Buddha nature from the very beginning.
Jepar kepa lasom de trime madap ne kam nang jurwa mechor mada tap ne kam nang jurwa mechor kendo namda ne kam nang jurwa mechor mechor lo tangbo la namka tan jurwa mechor tang tedak kepa am te nam ji kepar kepa wo Jurva mecho lan dor tenpa, jepar jepa ton doba somne, tangpon dor tenpa ne.
Oya. Satya de lo yate chung.
So, the expanded explanation then has three parts. The manner of unchangeability in the phase which is impure due to stains. The manner of unchangeability in the phase which is impure and pure, the manner of unchangeability in the phase which is completely pure. And then first, the manner of unchangeability like the sky and the particular explanation of that has three parts. The manner of unchangeability taught briefly, the expanded explanation, and the collected meaning. And so then the brief teaching.
Tela tambun dor tembane. Chetar naunka kun sunwa chaser nyevar kubami. Teji simkin tamje la nend nyevar kubami.
So then the root reads, it's root number 49. No, maybe it's 52. 52, right? Okay. Just as space, because it is subtle, pervades yet is completely untainted. Similarly, this is present in all sentient beings, but uncontaminated.
Pi chetana duma sep namka zukin duze tamje la chapar koin do songa yin yang chabate zukin ma yin ba yin ba ser Zogi nipa matab la sobe namyang nyevar kupa mepa pe te gindo. Semtun tamje la semje rang gindo chapar nepe oesa chuji yin kam devar kikbi nyingbo ndeyang rang gindi nambar takba ser. Semtun ji nipa nyumomba la sobe namyang nyevar kupa mepa wo.
For example, uncompounded space due to the fact that it is subtle and not a coarse form, pervades and permeates all compounded forms, but is completely untainted by the faults of form, that is, impermanence and so forth. Similarly, since the nature of the mind, the radiant clarity, the expanse of phenomena, the essence of the one thus gone, is pervasively present in all sentient beings, pervasively present in all sentient beings, is by nature completely pure. It is never contaminated by the faults, mental afflictions, and so forth of beings.
Dikapso namka zukin jingopo no zangbo dengenba tamje la chamne yang No, the chun the namka la kupam chun yo mare pe te yendo tene semjenelo devariki nimbo la semjinji nibam chun the mo la semjinji nibam chun the kupa mepa tembre.
So the example given then is that sky or space pervades all different kinds of containers. Then good, mediocre, and bad containers. And it is not itself tainted or contaminated by any of the faults of those containers. And like that, the Buddha nature, which is absolutely pure, then pervades all sentient beings in the different phases, and that nature of the mind then is not contaminated or tainted by any of the faults that sentient beings might have. So then comes the explanation of the manner of the appearance of arisal and destruction, or arisal and disintegration. And staying with the example of space, then the root text reads, and then this would be root 53, just as universes always arise and disintegrate in space, so also do the senses, sense faculties arise and disintegrate in the uncreated expanse.
The cups of changing nature pe goni understand bare sana sir no jinjik tin te nam khala nam ki ying so changing se pa pe te yin do tene semje ne lo wo sar de chi ni bu yin no semje je tene wang bo nam changing se pa tem bare.
So then the example is that just as in the outer universe, then different forms and so forth then arise and disintegrate or arise and dissolve, that in the same way in the expanse of the clear light nature of the mind, that the sense faculties, such as the eye sense faculty and so forth, then arise and disintegrate or are dissolved, arise and disintegrate.
Ta chuni len jekpa me thone ta tetar chuchi la chenji yon yang chuni dehi nyang bol len jekpa me bthone jetar nam kha me nam ji mujhe nam yang chekpa me.
So, just as space has never been previously consumed by fire, likewise this is never consumed by death, sickness, and aging's fire.
Penande karten bare sena namkha la namkha me chekpa yo mare ngje namyang me chekpa me pata tada chekpa me pa maung ba la yang me gthya yo mare pe te yin do tene sem je ne lo wo sa de chi nyin bo la che ka nan chi te me ta bare che ka che wa ga wa na wa che wa me ta ba te ni che sem je ne lo wo sa de chi nyin bo len ji kwa yo mare jor wa yo mare.
So the example here is just as space then in the past has not been destroyed by fire, in the present is not being destroyed by fire, and in the future will not be destroyed by fire. So in the same way, the nature of the mind, the radiant clarity, the essence of the one thus gone, the Buddha nature, then is not, has not been, is not, and will not be destroyed or faulted, tainted by the metaphorical fires then of aging and sickness and death.
Ta te da gne lok ten ba la te nam gne lok ten ba la pe tan ton tan pe don jarwa som ye bare pe ton te da jarwa.
So first are given them examples concerning that, and then the meaning of the examples, and then bringing the example and the meaning together.
Te la tang bo pe ten ba ne san ne chula chulo lon kala radun kan long tang chota da sai kan ne ma yin chi sa song ge.
So
ta chenang tsa ban de jo te lo jan de te ma te yo wa.
Then earth is supported by water. Water by air. Air is supported by space, but space is supported neither by nor remains in air, water, or earth.
Tenin jikin je kan de per na chab kap so sa cholate cholon late long nam ka late ne bare nam ka kan la ya tin go go ma re nam ka kan la ya yin da kan la ya tin go go ma te pe re.
The example then is that in the world or in the universe, then the element of earth rests upon the element of water. The element of water rests upon the element of air, and the element of air then rests upon the element of space. But the element of space itself then does not rest on any other element.
Ta tan dan do do na jong wa ye te pen sei che ge che le tin de ne go go re ma tin de ne to go yo ma re de yan nam kha le ne go go re nam kha de kan le yang tin go go yo ma ro wa
ni jong wa jun wa shi
jong wa ye te pen sei che ge che le tin tham che nam kha le ne go go re.
So
ni ne yan nam kha de kan le yang tin mo go go re.
The meaning here then is that the four elements then are mutually interdependent on one another, and that they, the four elements then, are supported by or rest on or remain in space, but that space is not dependent on or does not need any of the four other elements.
Dejin pungbu kawan nam leda nyumong dala ne. Leda nyumong chojin mi yila se la tada ne. Chojin mayin yizi ne semje takwa lara ne. Semje rangin kyu nam ne tamje laya neba me yiki zaba songde.
So then the meaning of the example. In a similar way, the aggregates, the elements, and senses are based upon karma and defilements. Karma and defilements are always based upon a mode of thought which is wrong. The sik nyi mara bera mara.
No.
Sik shi nyi.
Tam che laya nye mara. Andi bata. Sem je rang yin chun na na tam che laya nye mara.
Tik
duka. Tam semje rangin de chu kan la ne ba ma ni se ba. Semje rangin chu na na tam je la ya ne ba ni ta so.
Then this improper mode of thought has as its basis in, has its basis in the mind's purity, whereas the true nature of mind has no basis in any of the many phenomena.
De so ma. De ton da de kar ra sa na ta mo man jong wa ye pe jong je nam kha le ten pe pe te ra ba te na yin pe te yin don jong wa ye chek le che che ge chek le te nam kha la te nam kha kan la te mo go te yin do phong bo pōngbō kāntā wāngbō nām lēdā nīmōng tēnā sōngā rē. Lēdā nīmōng bā nām tsōrgī māyīn bā nām tō lē tēnā sōngā rē. Tsōrgī māyīn bā nām tō tē, tēnē sēmjī rāngjī wāyāsā dērkī nīmbō lā tēnā sōngā rē, tēnbā rē. Sēmjī nē lōk chūyīn dērkī nīmbō kōrāṅ kānglā yāng tēn gōg mā rē. Kānglā yāng mā tēnbā rē. Kānglā tēnā yāng sōngā mā rē, kānglā yāng tēnbā mā rē.
So then the example has been given that the four basic elements are mutually interdependent and that they rest on or remain in space, which then does not need anything or is unsupported anywhere. And then the meaning of the example is that the aggregates, the sources, and the constituents then rest on or spring from then action and the afflicted mind and mental afflictions, and that action and mental afflictions then rest upon or spring from an improper way of thinking, an improper mode of thought, and that improper mode of thinking or wrong way of thought then springs forth then from the basic nature of the mind, the inseparability, the radiant clarity of the mind. And that nature of the mind, the Buddha nature then, does not rest anywhere at all, does not arise from anywhere at all.
Teta jarte tenpa ne satang rawar pungpo tang chenji kaanam kibarza. Chokam tangra lujenji leda nyamong shisate. Chorgi mayin yizi ne longa kam tang rawar tang. Rangi namka kaan kendo tegi chimi nepa mingi kisabasongde.
So then first the example was given and then the meaning of the example. And now to link up the example and the meaning. The aggregates, entrances, and elements, or the aggregates, sources, and constituents, should be known as being similar to earth. Karma, or action, and the defilements, or mental afflictions, of beings are to be known as similar to water. The improper mode of thought is similar to air, whereas the true nature is like the element of space. It has no base and no abiding.
De kap so phompo khanda chen chi sadang dawa. Deni le da nyum mo ba chodang dawa. Chorgi ka mayin be yezi long dang dawa. Deni sem je ne lok de nam kha dang dawa ten ba.
So then, in this verse, then it is said that the aggregates, the constituents, and the sources then are similar to earth, to the earth element. That karma, or action, and the mental afflictions are similar to water. That a improper way of thinking is similar to air or wind, and that the pure nature of the mind then is similar to the sky.